teachings or stories about the significance, if any, other than his personal preference to be, to die outside or to be outside, on the hillside as opposed to in the shed?
Well, I think that it was the way that the footnote goes was is that he got to the shed by because he was on route from one place to another, and then he fell gravely ill. So this shed was kind of a quick immediate shelter. Let me see if I can find that. Oh yeah, here we go. After completing the Rains residence, the elder was on his way to see the Blessed One when he fell ill in the middle of the city. He could not walk, so they put him on a stretcher and carried him to a potter's shed. So I think my sense was is that, you know, rather than it necessarily being that he wanted to be, you know, essentially out in the open, he just didn't want to be in kind of a householder situation. He wanted to be, you know, in a bit more of a, you know, natural setting, you know, with his fellow monks. That was my impression. I've not heard anything about place to die, you know, being in the outside is being preferable to any other place. I've heard that one, Paul?
No, I just think, yeah, just sort of being in a place that's a bit more reminiscent of someone's life.
It's interesting, one of the other footnotes says that another one of the few accounts of a monk taking his life was the same place, the Isigili Slope. The black rock of the Isigili Slope.
Could you imagine a monk has to be taken to it, that he was en route somewhere?
Ajahn Mun?
He was en route somewhere, I thought, and he was after.
Mm-hmm. No, he was at a monastery. He asked them to take him to Watsutat. He was at a small village, a fairly small village, quite rural, and he was concerned, knowing full well that when he died, there was going to be a huge gathering, and that would be really tax the villagers and create a lot of logistical problems, so that he had them taken to Watsutat, which is a Tumut monastery in those days on the edge of Soponikon, which is a provincial center. So had a large market and had the resources to look after a large number of monks. Very practical.
Okay. Go on to the.
I was very appreciative of Ajahn Chah dying in the middle of January. If he had died in the rainy season, it would have been very difficult. Already in the hot season. But it was kind of perfect timing for the ground is dry and then there's still quite a bit of water in the ground. So, in terms of well water, supplying people.